Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Maestris, Daf Base, in the Oizvador edition. Perek Rishon, the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in Daf Aleph and Base towards the bottom. We learned in the previous Daf that regarding Hefker, if someone takes Shiboyim, takes bundles of wheat which are not or detached from the ground, and he's Mafker, he makes it Hefker, so then if he goes and reacquires it, it is not Chayev in Maestris. Says the Gemara now, Rav Chinu b'shem Rav Chisdo, av behekdishken. Hekdish is the same thing. The same way by Hefker. If you're Mafkir, the Tavua, Mafkir, the grain. So then it's part of a Maisa, even if you reacquire it. So also if someone is Magdish, the grain, he makes it belong to Hekdish. The same thing, if he's going to go and going to be Poydet, going to redeem it from Hekdish, it's not going to be Chav and Maisa. Says the Gemara, Milayun de Rabbonon Palgin. Rabbonon argue on this statement of Rav Chisdo. And the Gemara now is the next few lines going to go and explain and show how do we see the Rabbanan argue. Says the Gemara, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Avyanai, Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Avyanai, Ubo Levi kein lo chelek v'achalo imoch. This is the pasuk referring to Maaser. Say Levi will come and take a part of Maaser because he doesn't have part in what you have. You own land and he does not own. So we darshan mima sheyesh lecho ve'in lo yatachal yiten lo. Only something that you have and he does not have. Yotzo leket sheyotcho v'yodo shavim bo'ohi. We're excluding the matonos anim. Leket is what you give an oni in the field. All the anim could take it. A Yisrael and a Levi. Says the Gemara, he leket, he shichicho, he peyo, he efker. This halach applies to all the things that the Levi and the Yisrael are equal for. So all the matas anim. Leket is what falls when a person harvests. Shichicho is what he forgets to take. And peyo is what he has to leave in the corner of the field. And hefker means something that a person is bafker. In all these cases, the Levi has the right to take it the same way the Yisrael has the right to take it, so they both are equal. And therefore, there's no meiser in these type of foods. Continues the Gemara in that base of Amud Aleph. Omar Abi Yochanan, Chabur Hayamaksha. The Chabur was asking, Hare Egdesh, Hare En Yod Chavi Yod Shovim, Kimishi Yod Chavi Yod Shovim. By Egdesh, it's a little different. By Egdesh, both you and the Levi are not allowed to take it. It belongs to Egdesh, it belongs to Beis Hamikdash. So you both are equal. When both can't take it, is again both equal. It's not that you have more than him. So why a Hegdish is different? So the Gemara explains, what do you mean the Hegdish is different? Omar Vilo, Manan came in, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Shas Miruach, very important for this Masechta, we learned it already in Maseches Trumas, that the Tvua becomes obligated in Matonois, and Trumas, and Maestris, once there's Miruach HaKeri. Keri is the pile of grain, and Miruach means to smooth it. What they used to do, they used to go and harvest the field, make piles out of the grain, and then smooth these piles and make shapes out of it. And that's considered to be the Gemar Melocha. That's when you ended the harvest. So once you got to that stage, that's when the obligation to give Truma and Maestris begins. If that stage happened, when the Tvua belonged either to Hefker, meaning it was ownerless, or it belonged to Hegdesh, so then there's no Trumas of Maestris because Hefker doesn't have owners, so there's no Trumas of Maestris. And Hegdesh, it doesn't have a personal owner, doesn't have an owner, which is not Hegdesh, and therefore it's part of the Trumas of Maestris. So that's what the Gemara says. Imishis Merech Akri, if that Miruach, the smoothing of the pile, happened b'shusa Hefker, b'shusa Hegdesh, and it happened in the time when it belonged to Hefker or to Hegdesh, Omre Toyu b'shis Degoncho v'loy shel Hefker, b'shis Degoncho v'loy shel Hegdesh. Yudashu, she's digoncho, as the Reb Chaim puts out of here, where she's digoncho. Digoncho means the miruach, the finalizing of the harvest. So that has to be yours and not hefker, not ekdish. You learn from the same pasuk. It's not even the pasuk that we mentioned before regarding Ubo Alevi. It's a different pasuk. It's a pasuk that says when you get to the time of the end of the harvest, it needs to belong to you. If it belongs to hekdish or to hefker, then it's not going to be something that which is obligated in Maaser. So what is the Chabura asking? What's the difference between Hefker and Hegdish? There's no difference. Hefker and Hegdish are potter min ha-maiser. Says the Gemara, Elakin and Kamina. So what are we talking about? Talk about the case that we spoke about in the end of the previous daf. B'she'ifkir shibolim v'chozor v'zocho b'hem. He has ears of grain which are detached from the ground and he's mafkirit. And then he went and reacquired it. And he did all that before the miruach, before you smooth it. It was different parts of grain which were not put together. So in that case, behefker patur, as we mentioned in the previous daf, but behegdish chayov. But by Hegdish, in the same case, you will be Chayov. And that's why the Chabur asked, what's the difference between the Hefker and Hegdish? Why, when you're Mafke and you reacquire, by Hefker you're Potter ben HaMaiser, by Hegdish you're Chayov ben HaMaiser. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? How do we know that's the Halacha? Behefker Potter ben Idoma, Be'ech Rishim Avyanai. That's what we mentioned before in the previous Amud, as we started this year. Uba Levi Keinu Chelik V'nach Lo'imach. The Levi deserves to get because you have a Chelik that he doesn't have. Something you have and he doesn't have, you give him. But once it's hefker, and you both have the right to it, so then there's no obligation of ma'aser. And once hefker is chal, it doesn't go back and be obligated in ma'aser. Once the hefker happened, you don't come and be mechayev him again in the ma'aser on this grain. How do you know hegdish chayev? From the following, because it says, Higdish kamo fodo kamo chayov. So that this quote is the beginning of a Mishnah Maseches Peyo. And there it says the person was magdish while it's still connected to the ground, and then he was poydes. It's chayav and peyo. The Mishnah goes on, continues, and says there, kayoitze boy hamagdish peyosav atchalibol loynas amasrus. Someone who makes his fruits hegdish before they're obligated in maaser updon, and then he redeemed it chayovim. So you see that even your magdish fruits, you give it to Hegdish, and then your poit, then you redeem it, you're still chayav in Truma and Maaser, not like by Hefker. So good morning now concludes the question of the Chaburo. My ben Hefker, my ben Hegdish. Why by Hefker, once you're mafker and you reacquire, you are not chayav in Truma and Maaser, and by Hegdish, in the same case, you are. Says the Gemara, Hefker yotso yedea koil, Hegdish leyotso yedea gizbor. Says Hefker doesn't belong to anybody. Hefker basically is ownerless. So that's why it doesn't have any owners. It's going to be potter min ha-maiser because everybody has chelik v'nachla in it equally. But by Hegdish, it's not ownerless. Hegdish, the gizbar, which is the one who is responsible on behalf of Hegdish, he is acting as an owner. So it's not considered the yotcha v'yad levi showing him. It says, oh, you and the levi have a right to it. Oh, you don't have a right to it. It's not something which you equal. There is somebody here who's considered to be an owner. And in theory, this owner, this gizbar, could do a meiser. The Torah does not obligate him to do it. But there is a possibility of meiser over here. So therefore, this is not part of the cheshbon that we said in the pasuk, the yotchav yod levi shavim boy, that you and the levi have access to it equally. So the Gemara even more so, Amar of Avin, afilu yadei abaylim lo yotzo. It really still belongs to the original owner who made it hegdish. Why? Chashor mim lo yipdei atrishon. Because we encourage the owner to be the one redeeming it more than anybody else. He has the right to redeem it before anybody else. So he has more of an ownership to it than others. So he's more of an owner than the levi. Not him and the levi are equal. So that's the Gemara comes in the differentiates between the Hegdish and the Hefker, that by Hefker that you're Mafke and you reacquire, you are not Chayav and Maaser, but in Hegdish, when you're Magdish the grain and you reacquire, you redeem it, so then you are Chayav and Maaser. And the bottom line, this goes back to what we started the daf with, you see that this Gemara, the Rabbanon, argue on Rav Chisdo, that he said by Hegdish, once you're Magdish, you're Potter and Maaser, even if you went and redeemed it after. Continues now the Gemara and the Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says something which is not related to the previous sugya, as we know many times the Yerushalmi, it's Yerushalmi does. And the Mill just has a statement that stands on its own. It was Zehira of Yosso B'Shem Lozer Hazareyas De Hefker Chayav B'Maisros. Someone takes a field which is Hefker, and all he wants to take the grain for himself. But the field itself he doesn't want to acquire, he's obligated in Maisros. Because as long as you own the grain, you're Chayav B'Maisros, even if you don't own the land. Rav Yoino Mafik Lishno, Rav Yoino had a different loshet to say the same idea, says, Bezocho besodehefke v'giduleo. He's talking about that once it grows, he's intending to acquire the field, to be zoiche in the field, this field which is hefker, he wants to be zoiche in it once it grows. So only then you have a maaser when one is the owner of the land and the grain, not the grain only. The Mishnah says, Gidula min haaretz, what you're obligated in maaser is things that grow from the ground. The different types of mushrooms. Maushu chayav b'maisros. Do you have to do maaser from it or not? Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'Shea says, "Tisai k'siv." It says in the pasuk, "Aser te'aser es kol tvuat zarecho." It says, "Whatever you plant, davashu nizra that being planted umatzmiach and then it grows." Yotzu k'miu pitrus she'enim nizroyis umatzmiachos. Mushrooms you don't plant; they grow on their own, so they're potter b'maaser. Rav Yoyne Mafik Lishno, he had a different lashon similar to what we mentioned in the Mishnah, Pesha'aretz Prilateton. The ground doesn't accept them. They don't grow from the ground. They nurture from the air. So that's why Zakat said to be part of the ground. It's not the Aretz Matzmiach. Mishnah continued and said that something which is already food, vegetables, they're already edible, and he's keeping them to grow more in order for them to become larger, they're already chayav and meiser. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Aval pishu shomer lo yisif oichel, even though he's keeping them to make them larger, chayav kotav v'godel is chayav and meiser even when it's small. It says the Gemara, I mean, shomer lo yisif oichel. That's only if he's intending to keep it as food. But if he's not intending to keep it as food, he was intending to keep it for something else. So then, ain't no chayav kotav v'godel. He's not obligated to do meiser, small or big. This comes to exclude what Rav Gamliel said. The Tanya, the one we learn over there, Rav Gamliel Oimer, Tamroit shel tilton shel chardo v'shel poil alavon chayovas b'maisers. In the leaves of these plants of tilton, mustard, and the white beans grows something that looks like a tamro, like a little fruit. Now this little fruit is not ready to be eaten the way it is. It's not really food. But it's connected to the food, it's connected to the mustard, it's connected to the beans, it's connected to the tilton. So therefore, Gamliel says, chayov is a meiser. It's chayav and meiser. So you see that Gamliel says, even something which is not food, if it's connected to food, it's already chayav and meiser. So that's the chur, not like we just said, that anything which is not food is not chayav and meiser. So the Gemara b'yaseh mechmasa oichel Gamliel mechayav? You want to tell me just because they're connected to food, that's already chayav? Me'atah afil yarkon. So if so, so the leaves should be chayav and meiser. Why are you saying only the tamro, these small fruits that are in the leaves are chayav and meiser? The leaves themselves should be chayav and meiser, even though it's not edible because it's connected to the food. Gamliel is not saying that something which is connected to food and it's not food is chayav and meiser. He's only that these tamros, these small fruits, even though they're not available right away to eat, but if you cook them well, they will be ready to eat. So therefore they're considered to be food. Rabbanan say that's not considered to be food. It's not right now ready to eat. Therefore, it's not food, and it's potter min ha'maisa. That's the svara of Rav Gamliel, not because it's connected to food, because it itself is considered to be food. V'oid min ador, I'll bring you a raya. The Rav Gamliel holds that the tamar is chayav because it itself is food. The tani will learn the braiso. When the avgimel amud aleph. Omar Abishur, B'chaim adds the words Omar Abishur ben Kavzoi, that's his name. I was not able to give the heter. Loimar lo and tell a person, sell kotlecha, go and pick up tmaroishel tilton shechardu shapar lo, and these tmaros that we mentioned, veshloik, cook them well, lefotru min ha-maisers, to be potru min ha-maiser. Meaning, even though according to Rabbanan, it's potru min ha-maiser, but he says, I was choshish to Rav Gamliel Shito, who says it's not potru min ha-maiser. Now, if Rav Gamliel holds, the only time it's chayav ha-maiser, it's only when it's connected to food. So once you're taking it on its own and cooking it, so why will it be chayav and meiser? It's not connected to the food anymore. You see from here that according to Rav Gamliel, even when it's on its own, it's chayav and meiser because it's not only because it's connected to the food is chayav and meiser, also on its own is chayav and meiser because once you cook it, it becomes edible. So that's a raya that Rav Gamliel is not arguing with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said something which is not food is potter min ha-maiser. Rav Gamliel says, I agree with you. Just these tamros are food because if you cook them well, they'll be food. So the chayav and meiser, not because they're connected to food, but because they're on their own, have a shame oichel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Beis.